there. What if you could take the edge off ways of being and feelings you'd like to let go of? And what if you could become more aware of what you're really doing in relationships in your life and to what you are attracting into your experience? Here's an example of what I'm talking about. As many of you may know, I've been working with a certified emotion and body code practitioner to remove long-standing and inherited trapped emotions and trauma, contributing to lifelong patterns I've been unsuccessful in addressing on my own. I'm talking decades of thinking I could resolve these to no avail. So I finally said, I gotta get some help. So in this particular issue we're working on, it has to do with willingness to move on in a new direction with a fresh start and a clean slate. And it also has to do with pulling back the veil of what's really going on and running my behavior, because my tendency is to ignore what's really going on and blame somebody else, kind of like a victimhood situation. So even though I'm still, you know, bordering on that wanting to blame somebody, I realize it's really me, and the person who I want to blame is doing me a favor by persisting with the behavior on their end to get me to make the move. So this is a whole other topic and we're not going to go into, which has to do kind of with the soul contracts, which according to consciousness calibrations, calibrate is true to some extent. I mean, it depends on how you hold the contract in mind and how you want to perceive it. So, in any event, even though I've addressed limiting beliefs about how I have to process out and let go of suffering through it all, I still was suffering uncomfortably through this process. And this particular one, we did a muscle test as to how long it was going to take to process out the situation and everything involved in it. And typically it's 3 to 4 days. But this particular one was going to run 10 days. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. So there's a lot of resistance still to let go of in these particular deep-rooted patterns. So I started to suffer through this, which is like Linda and I, we cleared the suffering belief so that most of our sessions, and we do almost one session a week, and we've been doing that for, I've been doing these sessions for about 9 months now, because I'm just, you know, ready to move on in new ways, and things are shifting, I'm happy to say. However, when I first started, there was a lot of suffering through it all. And Linda was able to test out that I had beliefs that I had to suffer in order for anything to be worthwhile. So we got rid of that. And ever since, I haven't been suffering through anything until this particular issue. So I'm like, I remembered I could smooth out, after like a week of it, I'm like, okay, this is enough. And I remembered I could really smooth out the edges of this processing with something that's called a Bach flower essence. And that's today's topic. How to take the edge off of embracing change. This is what I'm going through, the need to change, and insight into Bach flower remedies. But before I get into today's topic, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host here at your weekly dose of higher consciousness and founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. I'm also a teacher of consciousness and understanding where true power to be the change you want to see in the world exists. And I'm on a mission to help you raise your level of consciousness on a wide variety of topics related to transforming or shifting yourself in the realms of mind, body, spirit, health, personal development, and spiritual growth. I'm also here to introduce you to powerful self-care tools and ways to heal yourself, like the Bach flower essences that I have found so effective in my pet life. So today is no exception. Let's get started. Now, today, if you've never heard of Bach flower essences, I'm going to introduce you to them because they have been so effective at taking the edge off of processing out emotions and behaviors we don't want to be exhibiting anymore. Like, how do we end, stop the madness? And let's take a deeper look at what's really going on, which you'll find out when you start to read different types of Bach flower essence remedies. So they also help reveal to us what's really going on. Like, what are we doing? How are we reacting to things? How are we treating others in relationships? And I mentioned this at the beginning that, this issue I'm working with, I want to blame someone else and be the victim of their behaviors and ways of being when I know that I have a part to play in this. And I'm really, this particular essence and the remedy and description of it really called me out and said, you know what? This is what's going on. You can't blame another for it because you got something running you got to let go of, and that other person is helping you by being who they're being, which is a hard pill to swallow, especially when it's someone close to you that, you want to blame. So I'm suggesting there's a silver bullet to be explored in a Bach flower essence. It's that simple. And I got to tell you, I just requested to have Bach flower essences calibrated as to the level of consciousness of their ability to do what they do for me. And I could be unique in that I hold in mind, like, they've been very helpful to me. And maybe I have an affinity for nature and homeopathic remedies. This comes from a homeopathic doctor. And they just work for me. So there could be some belief I'm holding about it. And the calibration of that I'm asking for, I'll share once I get the calibration from consciousnesscalibrations.com. I just requested it to get today. I was eager to share this topic. And I'm assuming it's of higher consciousness because it's so effective for me. Where it falls, anything in the natural realm, nature realm, is typically earth stuff, is 205. But it's dealing with processing out emotions and the energy, the consciousness of the emotional way of being is in the 300s, which, I don't fully understand that, but that's where we're more emotionally expressive than in the 400s, where it's more reason and rationality. So I don't know where it's going to land. I'll keep you updated on that in a future episode. So I was introduced to Bach flower essences close to 20 years ago by my sister, who did a lot of, helped me with muscle testing to see which essence I needed and how much for whatever I was trying to manage emotionally. And back then I was recovering from, which I've described as a quantum spiritual awakening, a nervous breakdown, and extreme trauma, not of this world. And I needed some help, and this helped me in a big way. And my sister was able, she does muscle testing, she does alternative types of therapies, and she was very helpful in putting me on track with this resource. So the funny thing is, I always forget to get an essence when I start to go through emotional stuff. I suffer through it, which is kind of ludicrous when, I just keep forgetting, get a Bach flower essence, figure out what you need and go get it. But I'd suffer through it. And it might have something to do with the fact, which we found out in the emotion code and body code work, that I had a belief that I had to suffer through it. So if that belief was running, I wasn't going to think about Bach flower essences to help me because I had a belief I had to suffer through it. So in any event, I definitely thought of the Bach flower essences for this particular issue I'm running through now. And thank God I did, because it's totally taken the edge off of things and led me down a path to this second remedy that I'm going to talk about today. So I want to tell you a little bit about Bach Flower Essences and Dr. Bach. You know, what's the deal with these guys? And I got this information from Bach, the website BachRemedies.com. So let me just go and tell you the story about this. And this is the story of Bach Original Flower Remedies. So it's a system of plant and flower-based remedies that was developed in the 1930s by Dr. Edward Bach, who was a physician and homeopath who was convinced that emotional well-being was key to overall health. And if you listen to all of our 1001 ways to letting go, it's true that our emotional well-being plays a huge part in your overall health and well-being. And if you got trapped in emotions and trauma, they're not going to help you towards the life you would intend. So emotional well-being is a key to all factors in our life. Mind, body, spirit, the whole nine yards. So Dr. Bach spent his life exploring the use of flowers and plants to bring a simple, natural, and gentler approach to emotional balance. That statement couldn't be more true for me. Like, you have this, you got this edge going, you're suffering through processing like I did, and it totally took the edge off. And again, I had a belief that you had to suffer through it, which is crazy. It's insane, for sure. So he eventually went on to create the Bach Center in Oxfordshire, England, where he developed the remedies as we know them today. And as the demand for his remedies grew, he partnered, the Bach Center partnered with Nelson's Pharmacy to help formulate and bottle the remedies, and the Nelson's has been responsible for the signature remedies ever since. So let me just read a little bit about the, a little bit more here. So continuing Dr. Bach's legacy, the Nelson brand pharmacy is the only brand endorsed by Dr. Bach's signature. Nelson's is proud to continue to produce the full 38 remedies using Dr. Bach's original methods as the only brand, this is important to listen to here, to handpick the plants and flowers from the same sites as Dr. Bach, including the original gardens at the Bach Center. So that's kind of important to understand. It'd be interesting to see the consciousness of Bach flower essences when it comes up. I know there are other flower essences developed by others, which I'd have to find them, but I'm going to check out the consciousness of the Bach flower essences and just share my experience has been significant in smoothing out the edges and processing through things. Okay, so I also wanted to describe, there's 38 Bach flowers, and they're all like put into different categories or range of emotions that the remedies address. So it's kind of interesting that they put them in these categories. And when I go to Natural Grocers in Colorado, they used to be called Vitamin Cottage, they carry them, but they have them on display in these categorized ranges of emotions, which I hadn't seen before. It was super helpful to look at that. So the first one is a range of emotions called Face Your Fears. And these remedies help you manage fears and related emotions while exploring the five Bach flower remedies in the orange Face Your Fears group. So just an example, to face your fears, there's aspen, there's cherry plum, mimulus, red chestnut, rock rose. And I'm not going to go through all of this because that's beyond the scope of what I wanted this podcast to be. But I just want to introduce you to the range of emotions and types of essences you can look into. And this is what helped me narrow down walnut, which is what I'm taking now. And I'm going to share what walnut's all about in a minute. But that's how I narrowed it down. The next one is called Know Your Own Mind, where you can learn more about yourself and the six Bach flower remedies in the yellow Know Your Own Mind group. And it says find a moment of direction, so that's helpful. Live the day. These remedies to help you be present and live your life to the fullest. The next one is reach out to others. If sometimes you feel alone in a crowded room, there's a Bach flower remedy that can help you open up to others and reach out to others. Number five, this is where I'm at. Stand your ground. And in this category, you don't be oversensitive to the influences and ideas of others. So that's where walnut can be found, is in standing your ground. Super interesting. When I read it, I'm like, this is it. And that's how you can work with someone who does muscle testing or applied kinesiology to find out which one you want to work with. And sometimes you need a kind of concoction of a few of them, which is what my sister would find. Like, she'd find one that I'd use like 10 drops a day for a week, and then I'd switch to something else, you know, 4 drops a day for 3 days, you know, something like that. So you can build a remedy around your specific situation if needed. Okay, number 6 is to find joy and hope. And this has to do with issues of getting in tune with your emotions and search for positive optimism. And there's 8 remedies in here that are going to cover a whole slew of things that can be helpful to you. And finally, number 7 is live and let live. How do you care for yourself while caring for others? And there's going to be remedies to support your journey to live and let live there. And it's interesting. What is the So when I worked with Linda last week on processing, taking care of what's going on with me, in helping me move on and move forward with a fresh start and a clean slate, breaking free from ties and obligations to other, vervain came up for me. And she recommended vervain essential oils, and she's like, oh, but it smells terrible. You know, she didn't like it, and we found something else. But then I'm like, oh, my God, vervain is a flower essence, and I have an affinity for flower essences, so I went out and got vervain. And when I read it, it really addressed what we're trying to address in our emotion code and body code sessions. So there's a little overview of the different categories. And again, you can get someone to muscle test for you to put you in the right direction, or you can do what I did. You just go somewhere that sells the whole Bach Flower Essences line, 38 essences, and you'll find the category that you'll be drawn to the category. And they'll likely have a guide next to the display where you can just read further, which is how I knew walnut was what I needed at this particular time. So I want to read to you just as an example so you can understand what I was talking about from the beginning. And I'm going to let's talk about what walnut is all about. And I found this great article about walnut that I'm going to read to you and just kind of, you know, have some insights of my own as I'm reading this through. So what they said here is Dr. Bach, the guy who created this, is a fine example of the positive side of a walnut type. And each type of essence has a positive and a negative side to it, which is pretty common in many remedies, many ways of, especially like, like archetypes. We all have an archetype that's predominant in our consciousness, and there's a dark side and a light side to it all. Same with your astrology. There's a dark side and a light side. Same with your human design. You have a propensity for a dark side and a light side of everything to some extent. Okay, so in this example of Dr. Bach, when he let go of social approval, financial security, and the traditions of orthodox medicines, and set forth to categorize and identify what became known as the Bach flower essences, he made a major change in life and followed his goal while ignoring the disapproval of friends and former colleagues. So walnut, I just imagine a super strong tree, right? You're not going to bend a walnut tree. And this is the kind of the upside of walnut. And this is what I was drawn to, walnut. I'm like, you know what? I got a lot going on for myself. I don't need to feel doubt and skepticism from others because I know where they're coming from and it doesn't matter. I can move forward without someone else's interference is essentially what's going on. Yet, I'm still being held back by fears and doubts that could be projections from someone else's stuff that I'm taking on. So, or both. You know, it's me and it's them. It's their projections that shore up my own weakness. So anyway, that's kind of my insight on it. So walnut is the flower essence to use any time a voluntary major life change is in the offing. This is good for all of us. And this is a time when you'd use it. So this change could be in residence, occupation, or in companionship. It occurs when moving to a new community or country, upon starting a family, on contemplating divorce, when beginning retirement, and when voluntarily moving from one's home into a retirement home. These are huge, major life changes. I would recommend, if you feel like overwhelmed by these feelings, walnut is going to take the edge off of the changes that need to happen and shore up your energetic foundation to make the move and the change. That's what I feel. You may not feel the same. You may have different beliefs. You may hold it in mind differently than I do because I have experience with it. And I'm like, holy crow, it's so powerful for me to use to help me move forward. And it also occurs during the natural changes of life over which you have no power, as an example. These include teething, puberty, terminal stages of a disease, whatever it may be, someone leaving you, you have no power over someone leaving you, right? Or feeling abandoned, you can take this and you'll work your way through it. So all major changes are times of increased stress, which lead to an increase in inner instability. When I pay attention to my energy, I can feel the weakness in the walls. Like, you know, I do not have a strong foundation in regards to this change. There's still some stuff that needs to be shored up. And walnut is helping, the energy of walnut is helping me move forward in much, much more easily. So even those who are normally stable and sure of themselves can slide into a negative walnut state at those times and become unsure of taking the next step. And this is what's going on with me right now. I'm typically pretty powerful and strong about, you know, initiating change, but this one issue I'm in, I have not been. I keep sliding back. It's like, okay, enough is enough. Let's move forward. And that's why I brought it up with Linda so we could work through it through our emotion and body code sessions. And thankfully, this came up during the process and reading what it's all about because it's so relevant to what I'm going through, which is pretty huge and validating when you uncover a deeper look at situations and what's going on. So back to this article. So even those who are normally stable and sure of themselves can slide into a negative walnut state at these major changes in life and become unsure of taking the next step, the one that would make the change irreversible or at least difficult to reverse. So the person in a negative walnut state may wish to go forward but be held back, tied to the past by forces he may or may not recognize. This is what I'm talking about going on within me. I'm now recognizing force, by the way, is a lower consciousness energy field. Power is not. So a negative state is introducing lower consciousness, which is force, versus empowered energy fields, which are 200 and above. And I didn't recognize it until I did now, by reading through this, I'm like, okay, I see what's going on with me, and I understand what my this other person is doing to help me through it. They are unconscious, likely, of that. But anyway, that's why I like to hold on to the blame, because they're not conscious of it. But at another level, they are. They're like, yes, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be this for you until you make the change you came here to be. So, and here's, this addresses it. In this article, it says, this could be a karmic bond or the subconscious effect of a wrong decision made long ago. It could be the boring stability of a present job combined with the insecurity of starting a new business. For someone who wants to change a part of their lives that is not satisfying, the devil they know may suddenly seem safer than reaching into the unknown. So Dr. Bach called this Bach flower remedy, walnut, the breaker of spells, for its ability to untie the bonds that hold one to the past. Oh my God, this is so perfect. I'm just reading this because we're in this crazy unconscious spell. It's like pulling back the veil of darkness that we've been holding on to, thinking it's going to keep us safe and secure. So after treatment and back in a positive walnut state, your personality will at last be free from shadows of the past. You will be open to inner inspiration and free from outside influence. Like Dr. Bach, he could be a pioneer going forward while always remaining true to yourself. And walnut, because of its ability to break ties with the past and allow a person to go forward with confidence, is often used in treating nicotine addiction. And that's something a little out of left field here, but that's good to know. It has also been shown to have a stabilizing effect upon chiropractic adjustment, where chronic sufferers often must repeat the same manipulations and treatments over and over. Now, I'm just reading from this article. I don't know the truth about this, but consciousness calibrations, when it comes up, should help kind of validate or not. I mean, this could just all be in my head, which is powerful too. Belief enough is good enough. But I didn't have any awareness of Bach flower essences when I first started, and they worked like a charm for me. So that's it for today's, this month's topic. I like to do a main topic every month, or just find a topic of interest. And this one came up, so here it is. My name is Liz Garcia. I'm your host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness. I'll see you again on Thursday for this week's episode of 1001 Ways of Being to Let Go Of. And I'm going to do my best from here on out to suggest a Bach flower remedy for these episodes, because it could really take the edge off letting go of stuff we don't want in our lives anymore. I'll see you then. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of higher consciousness podcast, or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.